As a starting point, I'm just going to give a bit of background about the Whitechapel vision, which was a master plan that BDP worked with Tower Hamlets on in 2013. We were appointed to do this. It was a year-long project, roughly, and in December 2013, the master plan was adopted. In terms of the area that we're looking at, or we looked at, it was centering on Whitechapel's district centre, but then encompassed a much broader area. But as you see when I go through some of the details, much of the interventions that we came up with very much focused on the district centre, but thinking about how that impacted on the wider area. So part of the reason why this came about was in part to do with the opening of Crossrail, which will happen in 2018, and understanding that that's going to have quite a big impact on this area. But I think even before that, it was quite understood that Whitechapel was changing and people were sort of noticing it as an area of opportunity right on the edge of the city. And a part of the job of the master plan and the SPD was to try and manage that growth and particularly try and capture some of the investment that was going to happen to improve the wider area, really, in terms of the existing communities and making sure that future and existing communities work together quite well. So in terms of Whitechapel at the moment, it's a very diverse area, a young population, ethnically very diverse. While it's been relatively deprived for many decades, the last little while has started to see some improvements and we're hoping that will continue. And it's got a very strong cultural identity. And that's shaped partly by the physical environment and the different people that live here, but also the historic environment as well. In terms of the existing organisations, obviously Queen Mary University and the Royal London are key occupiers in the area, but it also has a vibrant high street. And while it maybe doesn't have a traditional offer, it does have very low vacancy rates and also a very vibrant market as well. So in terms of the overall vision, it was really important to very much not just focus on the physical changes, but thinking about the wider area as a whole and how particularly the public spaces and also the sustainable communities aspect could be brought on board. And that goes to the sort of non-physical elements of training and education, both for businesses but local communities, and trying to tackle some of the housing and social deprivation issues. So then in terms of the overall vision, it's also trying to get the balance between homes and jobs. So at the moment, particularly even with Crossrail, it's very much going to be a interchange as the vision, and what we're trying to create is a destination. So where people live and work and potentially go out or come to cafes and restaurants and really create that as a place. Obviously, we're talking about moving the Tower Hamlets Town Hall into the centre, creating this Med-City campus, and also looking at expanding Tech City into this area. But also significantly, it's about sort of new public spaces and whether some of those spaces are sort of harder town squares or improving Whitechapel Road, but also about green spaces as well. So just in terms of, it's very much a planning policy document. Obviously it starts with Tower Hamlets' core strategy and then that's built upon in sort of the management development planning policy. And the very start of it was coming up with an overall spatial concept of how the whole area fits together and then looking at sort of key transformations that happen within that. And just to sort of touch on a few of those, we're looking to obviously open up the back of what will be the Crossrail station and what we've called Durwood Street Gardens in terms of a public space and a new retail offer there. Really doing something hopefully quite dramatic on Whitechapel Road, the new Civic Hub and Town Square. Then also the Cambridge Heath Gateway, again a new public space, but around a redeveloped Sainsbury's. And then moving further east, looking at some of the sites around Raven Row. A lot of that will be residential led, but hoping to bring in some other mix of uses there as well. And then lastly, the Med-City campus and the large green spine. And to just touch on that a little bit more, this is sort of a photo montage of what the green spine might look like. And you can see on the plan there, that's sort of the centre of the MedCity campus, really. And looking to create a new green space, but also a significant movement corridor in terms of north-south movement from Commercial Street all the way up to Whitechapel Road, and hopefully coming through some colonnades in the new town hall at the top there. But it's really looking to build on, we've obviously, for those of you on the walking tour, heard a little bit about this, and it's going to be expanded on, but you know, the existing cluster in a way that already exists, and how that might be with the Royal London and Queen Mary, but how that might be expanded and with those organisations, but also other organisations that might want to co-locate in this area. So that's a quick overview of the master plan, and I'll hand over to Duncan now.
Hi everyone. It's like a sea of green in front of me. Apparently this is a Will all sorts of wacky design, and anyone sitting in the red chairs, apparently you're sitting in poppies because it's a poppy field. Don't ask me, that's Will all sorts of you. So delivering the Whitechapel vision. So this is taking the master plan on from what is effectively adopted planning document into a reality. So a little bit of progress to date, and things have begun to occur and have been occurring. And what that looks like is we've predicted that to be a £1 billion investment, of which 100 million of that has already occurred in land acquisition alone. So about 10% of the regeneration has in value has already begun. We have the council, which has set up the new Whitechapel delivery team, which we now have four members, and they are responsible for delivering from the council client point of view, the regeneration, and coordinating it. And with that, it's a strategic partnership board, which I'll talk about in a little while, which is made up of a number of partners, which again was came together at the back end of last year. In terms of development, we have five live application sites we're in discussions with developers on, and a pipeline of about 2,500 homes, of which 600, I believe, Sainsbury's have now lodged for planning. And a lot of commercial to support that, and that's part of the town centre and district centre offer. Just recently in March, we were awarded Mayor of London High Street funding, and a lot of that I'll explain in terms of how we intend to spend that on affordable workspace and a number of other initiatives. Tower Hamlets has also bought the Old Royal London Hospital, and the aspiration is still to deliver a civic hub in that location. And Crossrail. How can we forget? That's due to open in 2018, caused a lot of grief for our local residents, but hopefully it will be worthwhile and be quite transformational. So the Whitechapel Delivery Strategic Partnership, these are the partners. They're mostly institutional landowners, but some real big hitters there in terms of organisations. And just going through that list, they have a huge amount of resource and expertise that can be brought to the regeneration. Key partners in the Mayor of London and Transport for London. Transport for London own virtually half the town centre, so we are looking to work with them in close collaboration to deliver quite a significant redevelopment. The Royal Mail Group own quite a significant site in the area, and again they have long-term plans to move out their East London depot and redevelop that site, forming the new district centre. And obviously we're here today to talk with and with Queen Mary on the Life Science Campus and with Barts Health. So my presentation today is really going to focus quite specifically on what regeneration means for local people and what the issues Tower Hamlets and Whitechapel have. And it's going to focus on public health and employment, which really are key issues for local people. This is just a deprivation map, which many people are familiar with, and Tower Hamlets is constantly in the headlines for, in terms of having some of the worst deprivation in London and the country. And focusing down onto Whitechapel, you'll see the real sort of deep purple colours of most deprived in the UK, and that is very real. That's in the estates that surround this area, and it's in overcrowded households, it's in poor health statistics, it's all there, and it is very real, and that is the challenge of this regeneration project. It will simply fail if we don't meet the needs of those people. So that is the focus that the council certainly has as part of the regeneration going forward. So what does public health in Tower Hamlets look like? Well, there's the realities of it. And on the left-hand side, we have what are the safety nets, which the council and other partners provide. And then we have the unhealthy safety nets, which are your chicken shops, your payday loans, your high rates of drug abuse. So really, that is the community that we are looking to help, and through the regeneration, and obviously the built environment can do that to some extent, but we're working in a sort of multi-sector world where we need to be coordinating ourselves to ensure that quality of life is improved in the area over the next 10 years. So our response as part of this regeneration project is to strongly link public health with regeneration. We've already been working with public health colleagues, two of which sit in my team at the moment part-time. And in 2014, they commissioned quite a groundbreaking study around mental health and wellbeing impact assessment for Whitechapel. And it came up with some key recommendations in talking with local people. A lot of it was about inclusion and involving them in regeneration, giving them a sense of control, enhancing and empowering people in controlling their destinies. And that relates a lot to employment and quality of life and public open space. A lot of this stuff is quite obvious to planners and others, but it really, in these types of studies, it really brings out that those are sort of basic human needs in deprived areas, creating resilience and community assets, which people feel they can be part of a community. And particularly in the city, it's very difficult to provide that sense of community and cohesion. A case study that we're currently about to commission is on the Chicksand Estate, where we are just looking to do a number of minor interventions, really, but might have significant impacts around public realm and open space, where there's high incidences of antisocial behaviour, fear of crime, and just a couple of interventions around landscaping and lighting and communal garden growing could have significant impacts for those local areas and reduce incidence of prostitution and drug abuse in these communities and these estates, which are quite fragmented and self-contained. The bottom picture is one which we consider a success just over in Stepney at the Ocean Estate, where that type of work really had quite a lot of high impact. And previously, I knew this area 7 years ago, and you would never see a child play in that area because it was seen as unsafe. But now it's full of children all the time. And, you know, elderly people are out sitting on benches, and it's an amazing transformation, really. So that's what we're hoping to achieve here. So this is where I have my rant. So recently, you may have seen in the press, Whitechapel was deemed the unhealthiest high street in London by the Royal Society for Public Health, which we dispute. As you would have seen, those who went on the walking tour today, I think it's far from being an unhealthy and vibrant high street. A couple of statistics, which I've already, some of you already have heard. It has the second busiest library in London on it. Very successful fruit and veg market, low vacancy of shops, high amount of cycle users, and the highest used TfL cycle station, we've recently been led to believe, in the area. Most popular leisure centre in Tower Hamlets, and largest hospital in London, and probably Europe for that matter. So we found it quite bizarre that was labelled, but, you know, maybe they were doing it off a desktop or something, I'm not sure, but there we go. So our responses, delivering healthy places and engaging local people. These are some of the recommendations that came out of the Marmot review, and again, a lot of it's quite obvious to people who work in the built environment and regeneration around creating and developing healthy and sustainable places, green spaces, growing community cohesion, and general promoting quality of life in the community. And this is our community. It's very diverse, very young population, and it's a challenge, but I think it's one we're looking to embrace. So the High Street Fund, this is one initiative which we're hoping to help us deliver on some of that, and with a real focus on generating employment and enterprise. And through this initiative, we're looking to bring back a lot of the vacant buildings, as some of you have heard today on the tour, around the hospital estate, but also the Royal Mail building, the old dental hospital training facility. These are huge institutional buildings with a lot of large floor plates, but with the opportunity of the tech city growing into the area with startup businesses and enterprise, we think it's a great opportunity to bring that forward. Delivering on the life science strategy is also within the High Street Fund initiative, and we're working with the GLA and Queen Mary to give that vision for the future and for this immediate surround. Create a future plan for the market is another one. A lot of people consider it's not quite functioning well at the moment. It's causes a lot of disruption, serves a particular community. We want to diversify it, enhance it, but it's very much part of Whitechapel's heart, really, so we're not looking to move on, but we have to work with the markets because the regeneration will come and they may be bypassed and moved on by the new resident community. So this is just a little more on the Enterprising Whitechapel initiative. We've got Regenerous to do a study for the area where they identified key sectors for the area, focusing around life science, specialist goods and services, retail. Those were the key areas we felt we could look at. And again, through the High Street initiative on temporary workspaces, we could trial that. And if that succeeds, we will embed that into the longer term legacy for regeneration. So what is the life science opportunity from the council's point of view? Well, it has to be a locally appropriate solution from the council's point of view. I think it has to provide training, jobs and opportunities. It has to enhance and protect its historic built environment, which is very critical to this area, and it provides for its character. High quality public realm, which we've seen for the green spine that Anna presented and we've walked around today. Inclusive places and still civic pride. I think inclusive places is quite important because London, as we're seeing, is a lot of pop-up gated communities are occurring and privately managed space. And I think we just have to ensure that these places are inclusive. And the key thing is providing community facilities and accommodation through housing. So what could this look like? I was trying to look for examples where we could pick up a sort of inner city university campus which is looking to expand and kick on as a sort of initiative. And I think Berlin was the only one I could find with a similar context where there was a historic environment, there were similar scales of ambition and redevelopment and investment into the area. So here they did this in, I think it was East Berlin. Apologies for anyone who's German or from Berlin here, because I may have got that wrong. But it's a very interesting development, typically German, carbon neutral, smart powered buildings. So I think we really need to be setting the bar high with this new life science campus, because the opportunity is endless and it needs to stand out from the crowd. And Whitechapel has that opportunity and East London and London indeed to showcase that. So in summary, this is Whitechapel Vision at the moment. It's 25 projects and growing. This is it on a map. There's plenty more that we haven't plotted, but it's a growing regeneration initiative and gathering traction all the time. So it's an exciting time to be working on it.